In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who invites you into His story so that you can hear His heart beat. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whew, what a reading, am I right? Not only is it a long reading, but it's a reading that's filled with emotion. It's a reading that entangles our hearts into the story. It's a reading where we are brought through all kinds of different emotions, from perhaps the frustration that we feel with everybody surrounding the woman who anoints Jesus and just say, just leave her alone like Jesus did. Perhaps it's disgust at Judas as he betrays Jesus and says that all of this money could have gone to the poor and then takes some of that money for himself in order to betray his own master. Maybe it's the confusion about how people could see this Jesus and not recognize who he was. Perhaps it's a feeling of not simply understanding some of the elements of the story and being confused and kind of wrapped up in the whirlwind of everything that is happening. Perhaps it's the feeling of sorrow as you hear of Jesus being mocked and spit upon by soldiers of both Jewish descent and Roman descent. Perhaps it's the feeling of seeing Jesus in your mind's eye, nailed to that cross. Perhaps hearing some of what those people were saying beneath the cross as they looked up to him. Perhaps it's the desolation that you feel when you hear it read that he was taken down off of that cross and put away in a tomb. And that the stone was rolled in front of the opening to that tomb. It's a story that shocks. And in a lot of ways, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to sort of shock your Christian heart into beating. Sort of the defibrillator of this entire church here. That through this story, as we look at it today, and we look at it on Maundy Thursday, and we look at it on Good Friday, and we look at the amazing telling of him raising again on Easter, all of those things are supposed to be a shock to our heart. A shock that makes us go, and starts our heart beating all over again. Because this Holy Week, this story that we encounter in Holy Week, this story of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, this story of Jesus' suffering at the hands of unjust men, this story of Jesus dying on the cross, this story of Jesus being buried in a tomb, this story of Jesus rising again, this is the heart of who we are as the body of Christ. This whole year, we're talking about who we are as the body of Christ and how His being shapes our identity together so that we are made his body. But that body is dead and lifeless if it isn't for this story. This story is what brings us what we need. This story is the story that we rehearse in miniature every Sunday here. But this week we don't celebrate it in miniature anymore. We expand it out. And that's what we're doing today. That's why we started outside with these palm branches, waving them around. It's to grant you an entrance into the story. It's to grant you the ability to become an actor in this story. Because you get to hear this story in a certain way that nobody in the story gets to hear it. You get to hear this story with the lens of Easter. You get to hear this story with the lens of knowing that following in just 7 days, we are going to be gathering together and we are going to be screaming, not Hosanna, but He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But the people in the story didn't get to know that. The people in the story are just experiencing one thing after another. And in a way, this Holy Week, we have that opportunity to get a sense of that. Like an actor who has read a script already, but also who sets himself or herself into the experience that lays out before them as they're playing that out on stage. We know how the story ends, but that doesn't disqualify us from getting into the story ourselves. And so this whole week is a week of acting for you. It's a week of acting like you are a part of this crowd. It's a week like acting like you're an extra who is just a fly on the wall in the midst of this Holy Week. That you have this perception of all of the events playing out. And that you get to reflect on those things both in terms of what it was like to know about those things without an Easter, but then also from your baptized perspective of knowing what it is to hear these stories and know that there is an Easter coming. And yet still put your emotions into the midst of that experience. As He rides in on a donkey, as He celebrates Passover with His disciples, as He is betrayed by one of His best friends, as He is led away to rulers who question Him, as He is led to the hill of Golgotha, as He dies, and as He is buried. And here's the thing. That in the midst of all of this acting, you get to know. You get to know what the end of the story is all about. It hasn't been held for you. The end of the story isn't even what we're really going to be reading on Easter Sunday. The end of the story is actually something that you're looking forward to, that you know about, that you're going to be acting into for the rest of your life until that day when you die. Because you are called to act as the body of Christ, which means that you are called to put yourself into that role, to situate yourself into the context of what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. And what that means is that you are brought into Christ's story. This story of Holy Week. So that then you can take that experience and you can bring it to your work, and you can bring it to your school, and you can bring it to your friends, and you can bring it to your neighborhood, and you can even bring it to the other people in church around you. And you can say, I've had this experience of the heart of what Christianity is about. And that heart beats inside of me. That heart changes me. So this week, may you act. May you engage with these stories. May you remember that at the end of this story, there is an Easter. May you remember that in the middle of this story, there is a cross. And on that cross, Jesus died for your sins. And in the empty tomb that you have found, that you will live forever. And there will be no end to this story in which Christ has put you. Amen.